We have to follow the advice of the Mahajan. Because both are the same in terms of external movement, but one is moving under the faithful plane. Like, this is the advice of Guru and Vaishnav, Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vaishnav. You're moving in the faithful plane. So you're sheltered. What you're doing is akarmic. It's divine. It will be nourishing, progressive. It's everything. It will give you, it's life-giving, eternally life-giving. The same exact movements for another reason are vikarma, will take you down, will ruin you. The same exact movements. So where's karma located? Guru Maharaj will say, in the mind. That's the seat of karmic activity. It's not the action so much. That's why in law, when they have like a, especially murder, they will talk about intent. So they have to establish criminal intent. Like, there's no doubt someone was murdered, they were killed. But they say, but we need to determine guilt or and subsequent punishment, we need to, you know, interrogate the person, find out what were they thinking? Why did this happen? What's the cause behind it all? And when that's determined, motive, intent, then you can establish innocence or guilt. So karma is actually like that. It's not as much the movement, but the motive for the movement.